Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues from the state capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. Today we'll take a look back at the tumultuous week that was in Jefferson City, where the overarching theme was education policy and funding. We'll be joined by longtime State House reporter Phil Brooks, who will fill us in on the complex connections between education and politics. But first, arguably last week's biggest political brawl came over a bill reforming workplace discrimination laws. Senate Democrats, many from the Black Caucus, filibustered the legislation into the wee small hours of Thursday morning until an agreement was reached with the bill's sponsor. But as Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, that doesn't mean they won't try blocking the bill again.
Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal agreed to end the filibuster after the bill's sponsor, GOP Senator Brad Lager, allowed her to add an amendment. That amendment would guarantee the right to a jury trial in all workplace discrimination cases. She says, though, that the bill's definition of discrimination is still flawed.
I believe that the standard should be contributing factor, not motivating factor. When there's a motivating factor, there's a higher burden on the victim.
Chappelle Nadal voted no for first-round approval and says she may decide to launch another filibuster if she feels it's necessary. Lager was not available for comment after the voice vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The appointment of Columbia attorney Craig Van Matry to the University of Missouri Board of Curators was roundly rejected by Senate Republicans, who took offense to some not-so-friendly editorials Van Matry penned. Mary McGuire has the story from Jefferson City.
A vote that would have confirmed Columbia attorney Craig Van Matry to the MU Board of Curators was blocked after a filibuster by several Republican senators. Multiple senators cited an editorial by Van Matry where he called members of the General Assembly minions and religious zealots. St. Louis County Republican Senator Jim Lemke says every Missourian has the right to free speech, but must deal with the consequences of their statements. Republican Columbia Senator Kurt Schaefer withdrew Van Matry's name after the filibuster. The future is unclear of what Governor Jay Nixon will do now. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Mary McGuire.
With 2013 higher education funding levels taking deep cuts, UM system curator said last week and recommends tuition increases system-wide. Interim President Steve Owens testified before a House committee about the long-term effects of the cuts, but as Natalia Allen tells us, he didn't get much sympathy.
The University of Missouri tuition increase proposal got little attention from lawmakers. University of Missouri System Interim President Steve Owens discussed the proposed 6.5% tuition increase during a House Education Appropriations Committee hearing. Lawmakers briefly questioned Owens at the hearing. Republican Representative Mike Lair says that Owens is going about getting extra funds the only way he knows how.
You have two choices. You reduce services or you gain additional money.
Lair also said he has a lot of other jobs to do rather than try to pass judgment on this tuition increase. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Natalia Allen.
Now for a little bit more on the convergence of education and Missouri politics. Phil Brooks is a longtime State House reporter and MU journalism professor. He spoke with Missy Shelton of NPR member station KSMU last week.
Phil, I understand that a big topic of discussion this week in Jefferson City has been public education. Get us up to speed on what those discussions have focused on.
Well, this is the two issues that we talked about at the beginning of the session of being the dominant issues ultimately for this session. One is fixing the school funding formula. The other one, and the one that's has become the first to begin emerging, is the loss of accreditation by the St. Louis and Kansas City school districts and how to go about fixing that. We've had legislation filed that offered two different alternatives. For the Kansas City area, it would just simply abolish the district and carve it up among surrounding school districts. In St. Louis, it would allow money, government money, to go into the pockets of the parents of kids in the St. Louis City school system, use that money to go to alternatives, private, parochial, or charter schools.
Is it always difficult to deal with these kind of big picture education issues because there's a possibility for other legislators with special policy interests to tack on their proposals to these bills?
Oh, yeah, Missy. We're already seeing that. There are efforts to load into this issue extremely controversial issues that may very well trigger Senate filibusters. We've got a constitutional amendment proposed that's been filed to allow state government money to be appropriated to religion. Up till now, the courts have been pretty strong that Missouri's ban on government support of religion severely, virtually completely blocks this General Assembly from providing support for tuition costs or other costs for a child to go to like a Catholic parochial school. We're already seeing that this is going to be used as a school choice, school vouchers issue, the St. Louis and Kansas City school accreditation laws, that's going to be used by some to push that issue. And I will tell you is that this is also an issue that divides Democrats in this legislature, particularly black St. Louis and Kansas City legislators who are upset that their party is not taking as strong a position about coming up with a solution for kids in the two major cities going to schools that are so bad that the State Board of Education has determined that they are unaccredited. Some black legislators have argued for school choice of if the state is not going to have an adequate education system for their constituents' children, then the state ought to make money available to the parents so they can send their kids somewhere else. So this is going to be a divisive issue for Democrats as well.
Well, and one that I know we will revisit on this program as the issue continues to move through the process.
Yeah, you know, Missy, there's one other point that I ought to mention in this of getting loaded up. We're also seeing legislation to eliminate teacher tenure, or at the very least give school administrators more authority to remove underachieving teachers, to have some sort of assessment process of how well teachers teach. That's going to be an explosive issue if that gets rolled up into this broader issue of the St. Louis, Kansas City schools. And we're already seeing it kind of maybe moving in that direction, which is going to make this a pretty stormy last half of the legislative session, I'd suspect.
Phil Brooks, thank you for being with me today.
And as always, it's a delight to be with you.
That was Capitol reporter Phil Brooks, interviewed by KSMU Statehouse correspondent Missy Shelton. Quick note, this Tuesday marks the Missouri presidential primary. However, due to political infighting between Governor Nixon and state Republicans, the presidential primary now amounts to a popular opinion poll. So for those voting, kudos, but don't look too hard for some candidates. Newt Gingrich isn't even on the ballot. Well, for all your political news and more, make sure to visit our website. That's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.